O God, who desired not the death of a sinner, but rather that he should turn from his sin and live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You may be seated. I can hear this paper on the pencil. Everybody got a piece of paper when they came in?
Yeah.
Okay. Does anybody need this paper?
Okay. So if you can get her a piece of paper and bring her to me too, please.
And Mike, can you bring me a chair, please?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. This one out of the choir. Today is Ash Wednesday. It's a day of repentance and a day when we come together to do the penitential rite of the imposition of ashes, where we take ashes from the burned palms from last year's Palm Sunday, those blessed palms. We burn them, we grind them into ash, we put them on our heads as an imitation of the Ninevites, who at the preaching of Jonah repented from the highest to the lowest, and God turned his fierce wrath away and did not destroy the city. So we remember that, and we do that in our own time and place, this penitential rite. So it's a day of repentance, and I'd like to explore a little bit about what it means to repent of sin, and also do a spiritual exercise with you where I will take you through the prayers that I pray when somebody comes to the confession, when they come to the sacrament of penance to make their confession. So what I'd like to do is have you take this piece of paper and a pencil, okay, and we're going to go through I'm going to show you what a person, if you haven't experienced before, what they will experience when they go to confession. So, I usually sit in the choir room and face the cross, and the penitent kneels behind me. So, if you came into the confessional, you would see me like this, looking at the altar. And we both be facing the altar. So, I'm not directly facing the penitent today, my face is turned. For the benefit of this exercise, I'll keep talking toward you so you can see my mouth and so on. But I'd be turned this way. And the person I take them through a repentance prayer is not a prayer to me, it's a prayer to God. But as a minister of God, I'm helping them make this prayer. So I say, pray with me and say, Father, bless me for I have sinned. So say that. Say, Father, bless me for I have sinned. You're talking to me at this point, I'm going to give you a blessing, but it's going to come after the repentance prayer. So the blessing will come. And repentance always opens the way for blessing. So Father, bless me for I have sinned. And now we'll say this prayer together. I'll pray for the penitent, and I'll say, Father, please bless this person who's repenting with a thorough confession of sins that they may worthily and rightly confess their sins unto thee. Amen. And then the prayer, pray with me, and you'd be seeing my back at this point. We'll pray together and say, I confess to Almighty God,
to all the saints,
and to you, Father, that I have sinned very much, in thought, word, and deed, and by omission,
by my own great fault.
And I confess that since my last confession, which was, so the person might recall when their last confession was, when I received absolution and did my penance, that I have committed these sins. Or if the person has ever made it in my confession, that would simply say, so say with me.
And I confess that I have committed these sins.
And so this is the first part of repentance, which is confession. And a person is willing to admit where they've gone wrong. We believe in a God of truth. We are followers of God, of a God of truth. And so, as a truth-speaking people, we will admit where we stepped out of line. Right? Like a good sport who doesn't have to have the referee blow the whistle and say you're out of bounds. But if they step out of bounds, they're like, oh, out of bounds, and they hand the ball over to the other team. Right? Same kind of humility, same kind of acknowledgement of truth. We're not hiding, cloaking, or obscuring. Instead, we're being forthright, like the prodigal son. I've sinned before heaven, before you. I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Right? So there is an honesty about it. So at this point, a person would name their sins. And they say them in an audible way where the priest can hear them say the sin. So they're bold in their naming the sin, and that way it loses its power. But they say what they have done and humbly acknowledge it. Now, in this context, and as a penitence exercise, I'd like you to write down what sins come to your mind. And so we'll start with a little prayer. Holy Spirit, please reveal to us what we need to confess. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So let's write down our sins on this page. I had a good friend of mine at St. George's Church. He helped found the church. And every week, his mother would take them through examination of conscience, which is what we're doing now. They'd write their sins on a page and bring them to the church, make a confession, and then receive absolution the next day they go to Mass. So every week they did this on a Saturday. He remembers as a little boy being filled with terror in the backseat of the car saying, "Mom, Mom, I forgot my sins." He left his page back home. But maybe that's the point of this whole thing, that we can't forget our sins. Because God would have us lay them down. Lay your burden down. This is what it's about. So the sins that we've carried with us all of this time, let's write them on this piece of paper. You can write it in code if you want to, but write it down. Whatever comes to mind that is a burden to your conscience. You may have been carrying it for years. Something that you know that you've done wrong. Your conscience is saying you did that, and so forth. You write that down. And in this examination of conscience, I'll take us for a few minutes through this. My intent is that we would make a thorough confession of sin right in this moment. So don't be shy about writing down what comes to your heart and mind. That was my turn here, so I'll write my list. Now, in the confessional, the person's already made their examination of conscience, and they're already and they're saying their sins in the audience of the priest. Here we're going to just write our sins on the piece of paper. So think. I think it's helpful to think in terms of the ways that we have gone against God's great commandments to love Him and to love others. And so think in terms of, you know, concentric circles. Are there ways that I have hurt those that are closest to me? Have I thought the wrong things? Have I said the wrong things? Have I done the wrong things? Is it a way of my conscience anything that I have done to hurt my spouse, my children, my parents? Maybe it's a sin of omission. Have not been dutiful in maintaining the ties that bind, and our hearts have grown cold, and we've allowed our distance to begin to separate us from those who we are to love. So, maybe there's a person that comes to mind that we haven't been true to. And then we'll think, is there any way that I have failed in the way that I am to love those who are my neighbor? Is there an instance that comes up in my mind where I may have been suddenly cruel to somebody, said the wrong thing, done the wrong thing? Have I been overly selfish in my, have I been selfish in my dealings with other people? Maybe I haven't seen them as people. Maybe I've been seeing them as objects or part of a machine to give me what I need. And I haven't recognized their humanity, that they too are people. Have I been self-indulgent and stingy with what God has entrusted to me and not shared it with others? Have I been grasping in my demons? Have I been in any way taking advantage of people in my business dealings? You might think about self-examination in terms of others. Again, is there anything right at the top of my mind or my conscience will not let me forget? Already then, it accuses me are seven deadly sins, and think in terms of pride, about abandoning a life of selfish self-indulgence, selfish self-survival, not living for others, my trying to live life in my own way and not God's way. Have I forgotten God? Have I given him even acknowledgement, gratitude? Do I see myself really as the center of the universe? Am I allowing God to be God in my life? Have I been envious? Do I subtly despise others because they have something good? When they receive a blessing, is my life evil toward them? Am I feeling that it's not fair because they have something that I don't have? Have I been covetous of other people's possessions, their success? Have I been greedy? Have I been grasping? Have I been storing up for myself and hoarding? Have I been not trusting God with my provision, but simply trusting to my own pile of mammon? Have I been gluttonous? Have I been seeking comfort and pleasure in food and drink? Am I under the control of substance? Do I no longer have control, but I'm controlled by in addiction? Am I guilty of lust in the way that I look at other people? Have I objectified them? Have I been fantasizing in my life and not being true to what is? Have I been wrathful? Am I exploding in anger? Have I taken the names of the Lord in vain or cursed others with my tongue? Have I lifted my hand against them? Have I done anything that hurt somebody or some part of God's creation? Do I have unrighteous anger? Am I slothful in ways that I have maybe entered into a depression? Seeking the things of God and following Jesus as my Lord and Savior? Do I see a decrease in zeal in my life where I'm not excited about the things of God or of love, and instead have kind of made compromise with the world and gotten very comfortable in my selfish life? So that would be a very brief self-examination of sin. But let's acknowledge that whatever came to mind, this is something that we recognize as sin, as that which is not loved for God or others, and that we do wish to be forgiven for. So confession, your willingness to even write this down to acknowledge it humbly before God, that is the confession part. We also recognize that there is contrition. So, in the following prayers, I lead you through it, you will hear the words of contrition, that I am very sorry for these things that I have done, or that I haven't done. And then also, purpose of amendment, and I will try to do better. Not try to be better, try to do better. So, after the person confesses their sins, and I've heard them again, I'm sitting down, they're leaning behind me, both facing the cross, I'll say, and they finish their confession, they say their sins. I'll say, now say, for all these sins. So repeat after me and say, for all these sins.
For all these sins.
And those I cannot now remember.
Those I cannot now remember.
I am very sorry.
I am very sorry.
I will try to do better.
I will try to do better.
And I humbly ask the pardon of God.
And I humbly ask the pardon of God.
And you, Father.
And of you, Father.
I ask for penance.
I ask for penance.
Advice.
Advice.
And absolution.
And absolution.
Amen. So at this point, I'll assign to the person of penance. It's usually a penitential psalm, maybe Psalm 32 or 51 that they'll read in the church, and then to say the Lord's Prayer. And our act of repentance, our act of penance, rather, will be to take this piece of paper and walk with me in procession. We're going to go out, and we're going to burn those pieces of paper in the courtyard. And then we're going to come back in. I remember well the example of a colleague of mine in seminary. A man came out of the chapel, wiping a penitential tear away at a sheaf of notes. And my friend said, what are you going to do with those? Well, I keep a journal. I'm going to remember where I've been. In a single motion, he swept the notes out of his hand, lit them on fire with a lighter, a big lighter. He said, no, you don't understand. You're forgiven. So the same we're going to do that as an act of repentance on Ash Wednesday, we're going to make some ashes of our own. And recognize that God's forgiveness is thorough and complete, that he puts our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. That will be our act of repentance. And then there is opportunity for spiritual counsel with a person they ask for advice or spiritual help. And the priest is able to tell people that are stuck in the brambles, you know, to come back on the pilgrim path. And there's opportunity for advice to that. So the person may say, you know, I can't get out of this hatred I have for my brother. Right? We're locked in this death struggle. And I can't, how do I get out of that? And the priest will offer, you know, sage counsel for how to forgive the other their wrongs and come to a place of reconciliation. So that would be an example. So wherever they're stuck, right, there be sounds. And then after that, the priest announces pardon and remission of sins. So as I'm facing the altar, the prayer will be, or the announcement will be, may God Almighty have mercy upon me. May he pardon me all thy sins. And so this I will declare to you today as you've gone through this penitential rite, that God does forgive you for your sins. It's the reason why Jesus came and his
blood sacrifice is
efficacious for the washing away of sins. And so may Almighty God have mercy upon you. May he pardon and forgive you all your sins and bring you to everlasting life through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And that sign of the cross is the outward and visible sign of the inward and the spiritual grace of us being pardoned of our sins. And then I'll announce the absolution. Remember, the whole time I'm facing away from the penitent. But for the purpose of this illustration, I'm turning to you. So the next piece will be the absolution. So I'll say, by the authority committed unto me as a priest in Christ, one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church, I absolve you of all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So it is God who forgives sin. To God it appertaineth to forgive sins. Right? But the minister
who is acting in his name
and is ministering his grace gives
the gift of absolution.
So I participate in the ministry of Christ by this gift of absolution. And then comes this prayer. May Almighty God make whatsoever good thou hast done, or evil thou hast endured, be unto thee for the forgiveness of sins, the increase of grace, and the end everlasting life. Amen. And then the priest will say to the penitent, go in peace. The Lord hath put away all thy sins. So go in peace. The Lord hath put away all your sins. And pray sometimes also for me, for I too am a sinner. So here is the final grace given. And right before that, I got ahead of myself. Right before that, the priest gives the blessing that the penitent asked for when they first came. Now that they made confession and received absolution, the priest says, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost be upon you. Always. Amen. And then go in peace, the Lord hath put away all thy sins. Pray sometimes also for me, for I too am a sinner. Ash Wednesday is a very solemn day, marked by this penitential rite. We have the mark of ashes on our forehead as penitence. And it's also a day of great liberation, because we wear on our foreheads that great mark of victory, the sign of the cross whereby our sins are forgiven. So let's finish this penitential exercise by coming out of the courtyard, and we'll throw our pieces of paper on the fire. Don't forget your sin on the page. So we'll burn them up, then you can forgive them, and we'll rejoice in God's mercy and blessings to us, that he pours out to us abundantly and without measure through his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So Michael, I'll follow you as we bring the cross. We'll recess behind the cross, follow the cross.
Yeah.
And bring a Bible.
I can't hear.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Praise to all teachers here below. Praise to all of the heavens.